Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Welcome to Voices of the Elephant. My name is Cal Evans. I'll be your host for this episode, and my special guest is Mr. John Kelly. Say hi to everybody, John.
Hey, how you all doing?
Yeah, well, everybody. That's mom and maybe my sister. So
yeah, all three or four of you. Yeah.
Yeah. John, now we're here at Midwest PHP, and it is snowing outside, or it used to be. It was beautiful earlier, but it's nice and toasty here in the hotel. And you're a speaker here at Midwest.
I am. Yes.
What's your talk about?
So I'm talking about dependency injection. It's a beginner level talk, so it's for folks who have maybe heard the term, but they don't know what it is. How do they get started? Maybe they have more legacy code and they don't know how to bring in dependency injection to something that doesn't use one of the more modern frameworks.
Yeah. Well, now, I know what it is, obviously, and you know what dependency injection is, but my mom's watching this, so why don't you explain to the people that are watching exactly what is dependency injection?
Sure. So dependency injection is just the taking of control and inverting it. So lots of times you'll have classes that need certain dependencies, whether it's an HTTP adapter or a caching layer or logging or whatever. And rather than the class actually requesting those resources, it's the application that injects those resources or dependencies, not resources, into those services to be used.
Very cool.
So it's completely just kind of inverting what we've kind of been building upon for a long time.
Very cool. And did you have a good audience?
Yeah, it was good. It was really good. Yeah. Cool. Actually, I wasn't sure what it was going to be like because it is a beginner level, you know, talk. So I'm like, well, we'll see who shows up. But it was good. Good turnout.
Yeah. It's interesting because this conference seems to have a wide variety. There's some beginner level talks. I was in Alina's talk earlier on just object-oriented design. It was very simple, but she had a good-sized crowd and people were paying attention because, you know, they're learning this and, you know, but they've also got some very advanced talks. So it's nice to see conferences that are working to serve the entire market.
Yes, absolutely.
So, hey, you maintain a PHP package.
Yes.
Talk to us a little bit about, what's the name of it?
Yeah, it's PHP AMQP Lib, which is the AMQP library for PHP. So typically used with RabbitMQ. I took it over as maintainer from Alvaro. He ran it for a long, long time. Did a great job at it. Has a lot of downloads. A lot of people use it who are using, you know, RabbitMQ for messaging, and we use it at my work. And so I just said, you know what, I'll go ahead and take it over. I want to keep the development going. It's got a lot of good stuff going for it. So
very cool. Now, RabbitMQ message queuing. How difficult is this to get set up and operating in a PHP environment?
It's actually not that difficult, really. You know, I think the hardest part is actually the concepts, and actually maybe I should do a talk on messaging.
I think that would be an excellent talk.
Yeah, I think so too, because you don't see it a lot in PHP. You see it more in other languages, so I work with Java and a lot of other languages, and you see it more heavily there, but it's not difficult to set up in PHP, and so thank you for that talk concept there. I'll do it.
Very cool. Well, yeah, and there's several different messaging systems out there, but Rabbit is the one that is constantly coming up as it seems like to be one of the leaders in the market space.
Yeah, definitely. So it definitely is. Well, it's open source, and
So now RabbitMQ is actually a system that you have to set up separate, and then your library talks between PHP and the RabbitMQ servers, correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, that is very cool.
Yeah.
You also, in all of your spare time, I'm sure, are the leader of a PHP user group.
That's right. Yeah.
Which one?
So it's the Portland PDX PHP.
Which Portland?
Portland, Oregon. Oh, yes.
Okay,
thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you're a long way from home.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. Yeah, a little bit. It's a little colder here. I mean, it's cold in Oregon, but it's cold.
Yeah. Well, it was cold in Jupiter, Florida, when we left. I mean, geez, it was getting down the low 70s there.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Well, talk to us. Yeah. Is it just you? Do you have a team?
Oh, no. So Alina, you mentioned. Alina's a co-organizer as well.
Oh,
so she's
cool.
A great friend of mine. It helps to have some co-organizers because it's work. You know, I've been doing it for, I think, a couple of years now. And I don't think I realized, you know, how much organizing is actually a little bit of work.
Yeah.
but I have a blast doing it. It's a lot of fun.
I was the leader of the Nashville PHP user group back in 2006.
Oh, wow.
And I learned a very important lesson. If you stop scheduling meetings, people stop attending.
That's right.
And so I managed to kill the group, and it was dormant until Ben Ramsey moved to Nashville, and he fired it back up and graciously invited me to be part of the leadership. I'm not really sure why, given my track record. So, yeah. But him and Jacques Woodcock and a team run Nashville PHP now, and even though I'm no longer there, I'm still considered leadership emeritus. So, but yeah, it is very difficult. Now, how many people do y'all normally have?
We probably average 40, 50 maybe.
Wow.
So yeah, it gets pretty big.
Yeah, no, that is a respectable
group. We have some
group.
Great sponsors, you know, that, you know, bring pizza or beer. And
give a shout out to one of your sponsors.
Oh, well, my company, CDK Global, sponsors a lot.
Treehouse,
which is, you know, where Alina works, yeah. They sponsor. And, you know, we've had a few others that, you know, but those are the two big ones probably that sponsor most often.
Very cool. Yeah. And Treehouse seems to be popping up more and more now, especially in the community. I'm seeing them. And the more I learn about that company, the more I realize how cool it is. My son, who decided he wanted to learn programming, and that lasted about a month, but I bought him a Treehouse account. And he went through their PHP course, and he was very impressed with the UI and everything. So that's a they're a very good thing. They don't pay for a sponsorship for this. They need to, but they don't. But you know, it's a very good system to work with. Give me one lesson that you would like to tell people, or one lesson you've learned, or one thing you'd like to share with people who are thinking to starting a user group.
Like you said, keep the meetings going, which I fail at sometimes. So those listening and watching that come, I apologize for that sometimes. But, you know, life happens. And but yeah, you gotta keep it going. Finding speakers is sometimes difficult. What I've found is, you know, reaching out to, you know, I've got like, I don't know what the number is, you know, 300 or 400 members on Meetup, but, you know, only 50 show up, you know, emailing those folks out and saying, you're looking for speakers, you're looking for topics, give them some example topics. You could talk on this, or whatever. And that usually works pretty well. I usually get a lot of response back for speakers.
They're very cool.
But that is probably the hardest part.
Yeah. I totally understand that, and there were times when nobody else would volunteer, so I ended up being speaker.
That's right.
Ben's done several talks at Nomad or at Nashville PHP because he was the one that would show up, so
yep.
You know, and volunteer. Well, that is very cool. Yeah, I know it's a lot of work. We every chance I get, I thank user group leaders for the work, because it's work that you put in to make the group great, but very few people take the time to stop and thank you. So I want to say thank you for that.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, I want speaking of thank yous, I want to thank you for taking the time to be here on Voices of the Elephant with us. Before we go, what's your local user group and what's the URL?
So PDXPHP. You can look us up on Meetup /PDXPHP.
Oh, very cool. Yeah. Well, thank you again for being with us here on Voices of the Elephant. And since you are a user group leader and you're the maintainer of a package, thank you for everything that you're doing to help make the PHP community so awesome.
My pleasure. It's a lot of fun. And thank you.
Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHPANT.